This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BCP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 335 here on The Fan. Big news that we got earlier this morning. Terry McLaurin officially activated off of the physically unable to perform list. A revelation that, you know, honestly, feels like it's super important here, right? I'm saying the quiet part out loud here. I think the big thing with me about what is next for this process, I am eager to see what this return to play ramp up looks like. And ultimately, you know, we're going to find out sooner rather than later as the days progress here and we see whether he's practicing in you know, full capacity or not. We'll have a better understanding in terms of whether or not he is going to be ready for the season opener September the 7th against the New York Giants. A game in which, even if he does play, and this is where you all get so upset, so frustrated. How could I be so negative? The Giants this, the Giants that. I've been saying this whether Terry's there or Terry's not there. It is going to be an absolute rock fight in week one against the New York Giants. A absolute slobber knocker in week one against the New York Giants. That is a much better football team than I think the general public is giving them credit for. Just like Washington has improved, I think New York has improved as well on both sides of the football. So when you take into consideration, into account, you know, the improvements that New York has made, and then you look at the two games in which Washington played the Giants last year. They beat the Giants in two games by a combined 8 points. So this notion that there is, you know, that Washington or that New York rather cannot play with Washington or isn't in the same league as Washington is a complete fallacy. Y'all know how it is with division football, man. You got six games a year against your brothers that you know from decades of playing each other. And obviously, schemes change as regimes change. But Brian Daboll and company, they've been there for a little while in New York. The Giants know you. You know the Giants. It's going to be a dog fight, 110%, whether Terry McLaurin is there or not. Let's go to Ed in Springdale to wrap up the convo on Terry McLaurin here before we move on. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, how's it going, Linnell? How are you?
Man. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. So, you know, listen, I don't know if Terry is worth 30, but he's a much better receiver than a lot of people give him credit for. Now, I've been managing people for 40 years. The best employees I have, they don't mean anything as far as the bottom line if they call out sick all the time, if they're never there at work. Terry McLaurin has missed, like, what, one game in 5 years? I know it's cliche, but the best ability is availability, and he's always there. And the fact that he's there, the fact that you can count on him with these contested catches, the fact that he had his best year last year, that indicates to me that there's going to be a lot more smooth sailing going forward as opposed to this drop-off that all these people are suggesting.
Hey, I think you hit it right on the head, Ed, and I keep talking about it when it comes to McLaurin. I've said it several times here throughout the show. Like, to me, the conversation of, like, what he's worth relative to the wide receiver market and is he a $30 million a year, you know, guy, I think we're missing the point here. I think the point, it's not about what he's worth relative to the wide receiver market. It's what he's worth here. What does he mean to you? And I got a couple of numbers that speak to exactly what Terry McLaurin means to the Washington Commanders offense. Last year, there were 1,582 explosive plays in the National Football League, explosive pass plays in the National Football League. That is pass plays of 20 yards or more. More than half of them came on vertical routes. So when we're discussing how explosive a particular offense is, how dynamic a particular offense is, you start, to me, with one thing. How often do you win on the go ball? How efficient are you when you try to push the football vertically? And I think we saw last year for Washington, that was their best way to generate explosives. And I'll even take it a step further. Think about all the clamoring that we heard this offseason about, we need a running back. Hey, Linnell, we need a running back. We need a running back. Think about all that clamoring, right? Was it because Brian Robinson stinks? That's not why people were clamoring for a running back. People were clamoring for a running back because Washington struggled to generate explosives on a consistent basis last year. They struggled to generate explosives on a consistent basis last year. How many times did we see 15 in 16 play drives for the Washington Commanders a season ago? How many times? A lot. I don't know how sustainable that is. I don't know how replicable that is. So that's why if you're going to take away De'Ami Brown and Terry McLaurin, the two guys that I think, and I got to go back and crunch the numbers, were most responsible for generating your explosives down the field, hey, man, you're going to feel it. Jaden Daniels threw for 894 yards last year on the go ball. Terry McLaurin accounted for 436 of those yards. Need I say more? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're going to get into the second preseason game here for the Washington Commanders coming up here momentarily. Dan Quinn with a pretty long list of guys that aren't going to participate in Monday night's preseason game. And you begin to wonder naturally about their availability for the season opener against New York as well. But before we do that, let's get out to the phone. Let's go to AJ out in D.C. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, what's good, bro? I had to call and support the show.
For sure. I appreciate you, man.
And fans are saying, like, hey, if Terry is doing everything good, it affects the locker room and all those things. Let's be honest. Most of the guys aren't even on the team anymore. Secondly, NFL players are very selfish. They care about their money. They're not really focused on anybody else's money. If they cared that much, they would be a better CBA in the NFL overall.
Right.
So when we talk about Terry McLaurin and his contract, the market dictates that he should be getting $25 million. If anything, maybe a little bit over that, but you can't pay him significantly more just because he wants a DK Metcalf type of contract. If that was the case, it would have got done. And you also traded for a guy in Deebo Samuel who is in a similar boat as Terry. He's also going into his final year, his contract. They guaranteed his last bit of money when they accomplished the trade. But you got to be mindful of that, because if he ends up balling out and you overpay significantly, he's going to want something similar. If he does similar numbers to what Terry does this particular season. But overall, it's just like, you know, I just feel like this is just it's been a whole PR nightmare for Terry McLaurin. It seems like every time there's some type of national component, he does something new. And now the pup list is a new thing. As they go into Monday night, the conversation now changes from him being on the pup list to being off of it, but it's still a contract that's looming. I just think that it's just been a big waste of time, and hopefully Terry comes to his senses and realizes he's not going to get the big payout that he wants, and he can just go out there and ball and maybe hit free agency next year.
Is week one 100% lock for you, or do you think there's a chance that doesn't happen?
Yeah, week one is a guaranteed lock. I mean, no one's going to miss a game check. This isn't Chris Jones' situation. This isn't Le'Veon, Hassan Reddick. I mean, I think that game one is a lock. I just think that he doesn't get an extension. I think he gets a bump in his pay for this final year and get a guarantee. But I ultimately don't see him even practicing it. The contract is guaranteed, because right now it's not guaranteed. If he steps out on that field, tears his Achilles, ACL, anything, he's screwed. So before he can even practice, if I was representing him, there has to be some type of guarantee on his money.
For sure. Appreciate the call, as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll begin to take a look ahead to Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals, a super important preseason game for the Washington Commanders in terms of figuring out this final 53-man roster. And then let the dogs be unleashed on the defensive side of the football, that revamped defensive line. I continue to say one of the biggest determining factors in terms of whether or not this season is going to be a success or a failure. Dan Quinn will tell you next who is out coming up Monday night. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Guess we can get back to football now that Terry McLaurin is off the PUP list. We'll continue to monitor what is next for our guy, Scary Terry, as he continues to move throughout the rest of the offseason here as we get geared up for week number one of the regular season out against the New York Giants. Real quick, just to put a bow on the conversation, and I know I've reiterated this a couple of times, but I got to hit it here again. To me, I know what's next with this in terms of our conversations. Well, are they going to pay him? Are they going to say that he's worth the money? Look, man, it's not about what he's worth relative to the wide receiver market. I'll continue to say it. It's about what he's worth here. Point blank, period. Our Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Training camp continues into next week, and we will have the second preseason game coming up Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. We heard from Dan Quinn earlier this morning about the status of Terry McLaurin. He announced that he's activated off of the PUP list. DQ also announced who would not be available for the second preseason game Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, when I start, I'll give you just some players that will be out for the game, some that we're going to hold, and others due to injury, so I'll just give you a rundown of that. So Wagner, Miller, Ertz, Tunsil, and the next crew is Cosme and Coleman, Brown and McLaurin, Mariota, McGee, Jean-Baptiste, and Jonathan Jones. And I know you guys saw earlier today the announcement regarding Terry off of PUP. So that's good news, and that'll begin the return to play process for him. And really, it's similar to what a lot of those guys that I just spoke about and where they're at on their returns and doing walkthroughs and begin other parts of it. That's the Colemans and Mariotas and McGee's and into that same space. So just into that same trajectory. And so we've got a real process in our return to play that we believe in.
Stan Quinn on who will not be available for Monday night against Cincinnati. No Bobby Wagner, no Von Miller, no Zach Ertz, no Tunsil, no Cosme, no Coleman, no Noah Brown, no Terry McLaurin, obviously, no Marcus Mariota, no Jordan McGee, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, no Jonathan Jones. So of the guys that are not going to play coming up on Monday night at home against Cincinnati, I think Bobby's just getting vet rest time. And look, it just is what it is. At this point in his career, playing in preseason is probably not valuable for him. Von Miller, more of the same. Zach Ertz, more of the same. With Laremy Tunsil, would like to see him get some preseason work. But I also know that, his hand is something that he's been dealing with dating back to Houston. So I don't know whether that's flared up on him. I know he's been in and out of the lineup here in camp at times. But I think overall his status for the opener is rock solid, and it seems like it's a guarantee that he'll be there. The Sam Cosme thing is interesting. We'll get an update on Cosme after the final preseason game. I think there is some question as to whether or not he'll be, activated to the 53 and then eligible to play early on in the season instead of going on PUP where he would have to miss at least the first month of the season. So there's definitely something to monitor with that. Brandon Coleman. The Brandon Coleman thing to me is tough. And I mean, he's just, first of all, BC is just awesome young man, super personable, super relatable, works his tail off. And I think he's got the chance to be a pretty damn good guard in the National Football League. But, like, for the second consecutive training camp here, he cannot stay off the trainer's table. And, like, at some point, I get it, it's 2 years in a row, and then he dealt with injury all throughout last year. At some point, you begin to garner a label and a reputation of being, what they call it, injury prone. And I don't know if we're there yet with Brandon Coleman, but, like, knowing that he's on the shelf and hasn't practiced and almost going back to, it's almost been a week and a half, 2 weeks since we've seen him on the practice field. You begin to then wonder about his availability for week one against the New York Giants. And I'll tell you this. If you go into week one against New York without Brandon Coleman and without Sam Cosmi, I'm going to have a really, really difficult time picking this football team to win. You can call me a shock jock. You can say all the mean, ridiculous things that you tweet at me with online. That's just fact. If they have to go into the opener, and I know we're a little ways away from that. We're still 3 weeks out here, 4 weeks out. If they have to go into the opener without Brandon Coleman and without Sam Cosmi, I'm going to have a hell of a time picking them to win. That's just my honesty. So we'll continue to monitor Brandon Coleman as we roll throughout the rest of camp. Cross your fingers that he's back sooner rather than later, because I think he's a super integral part of what they want to do. If it's not, if there's no Coleman and there's no Cosmi, your starting guard tandem is probably going to be Andrew Wiley and Nick Allegretti. Like, just not ideal. Two guys that you would hope could have been backups for you this year. So that's the other thing, too. It also speaks to the depth that Washington has. Like, last year, those were two guys that, you know, were starters for you. And now we're talking about them, you know, having to play in an injury pinch. Do I trust them? Kinda. Do I understand that there's a significant downgrade? Yes. So Brandon Coleman's been on the shelf for a while. We're waiting word on Sam Cosmi, who's still on PUP. The Noah Brown thing is fascinating. I got word earlier this offseason, during that gap between mandatory minicamp and the start of training camp, I got word that Noah Brown suffered a pretty significant MCL sprain. And they're not required to give us an injury report at this current juncture, so I haven't been able to confirm nor deny if that's the case. But based on his limited usage in camp, and he really is rarely even out there on the practice field, working even on the side, based off of that, I'd have to believe that the source that told me that is pretty credible and pretty accurate. But, like, for all of the time we've spent speaking about Terry McLaurin not being available, not being around, I think the conversation's got to be just as loud with Noah Brown. Like, they need Noah Brown, point blank. All of you got into a tizzy yesterday and started crying damn near because I called Luke a bust. Well, part of the reason why Luke has not performed up to expectation to this point and hasn't been able to, you know, seize the opportunities because he can't play his primary position, which is slot wide receiver, because you're two starting outside wideouts in Terry and Noah have been on the shelf. So, like, I try to give him a little bit of grace, but this is what I tweeted yesterday. Right after I said what I said about Luke, I said, watch him go out and have 100 yards in the first half on Monday night. That would be very on brand for this entire situation. But, look, I'm rooting for everybody to succeed, obviously. It's my favorite team, my fan first. Want everybody to cook. I want us to go 18-0 and win the Super Bowl. But you got to be realistic with this thing. He has had a below-average camp, to put it nicely. The inability to separate on the perimeter is what stands out. The concentration drops stand out. The lack of play strength when blocking as a wide receiver on screens and in the run game has stood out. Now, he's thrown some good blocks. He's given some good effort, but at some point, you got to be able to sustain your block and allow guys to bounce it up. But, yeah, not having Noah Brown leads to more Luke on the outside, which we know is not a good thing. The availability of Noah Brown moving forward is definitely in question. I mean, we touched on this, I think, Thursday in terms of, like, who's more important, who's most important for week one in terms of their availability. of the injured guys. And I think Noah Brown's got to be right near the top of that list. Brandon Coleman obviously near the top of that list too. But like with Brown, man, he did a lot for you last year. And with him, we talked about the injury bug or label being thrown on you, or the what's the word I'm looking for here? Injury prone label being put on you. Like, Noah's earned that to this point. I'm not trying to dig on him for that. It's just been the reality of his career to this point. I just don't know, man. I just don't know. I keep going back to Luke McCaffrey because it's like, it feels like without, and I guess you could say that about every team in the NFL, you take your top two wideouts off, you'll be in a world of hurt. So I get it. I get it. The other guys that aren't playing, Marcus Mariota, not concerned about him in the slightest way. You can put him in bubble wrap until it's time to play real games, as far as I'm concerned. Backup quarterback, super important. As we've learned here as a football team, Redskin, Commander fans over the years, your backup better be able to go, point blank. Jordan McGee, when I was out there yesterday, he was in pads. Did not see him participate in team drills, though. There were no pads today, so still not sure, you know, when he's going to be back. But it's another guy that last year came out of camp unhealthy. You're looking at the same prospect right now. And the thing that hits home with McGee is all we've heard, I don't want to say all we've heard, we've heard so much this offseason that, yeah, you know, part of the reason why the run defense struggled is because they couldn't play in their base 4-3 defense as much as they wanted to, because you didn't have confidence in the third linebacker because Jordan McGee was slated to be that guy. This time around, situation similar. I think you've got some better insurance in Kane Medrano from UCLA, but McGee's also on the you know, injury table and the trainer's table too much. Too much. Sucks that he's not going to get to play on Monday night. And I'm beginning to wonder about his availability moving forward for the opener. If he's able to go and healthy enough to play in the preseason finale, trust me, they will play him. I don't see it happening, though. And then now raises the question of, damn, it's now two straight years where, like, Jordan McGee has been more of a myth and a nice talking point than an actually impactful football player. Just keeping it real here. My guy, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. So this was crazy. This is why NFL players tell you anything. So he came out and was on the sideline for the inter-squad scrimmage. And when he was walking off the practice field, dapped him up, talking to him about streaming, because I know he's a big guy that, you know, streams on Twitch. And shook his hand and asked him, hey, bro, you gonna be back soon? He said, yeah. Javonte Jean-Baptiste still not back. I know Nikki Javala did not have him on her final 53-man roster. I'll do that exercise here over the weekend and bring it to you Monday, 4-7 on the Team 980. But can you put him on the final 53 right now? I don't know. Maybe he's a guy that you could stash on PUP early on in the season. And then Jonathan Jones is out as well. Jonathan Jones, I don't know if he got hurt in the Patriots game. I don't even know if he played in the Patriots game. But his injury status moving forward is interesting as well, because he's a cat that I think, you know, makes you feel comfortable about the depth that you have at that cornerback spot. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We also got some word on just how much Jayden Daniels in the first team offense is going to play. We'll give you the details on that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Second preseason game for the Washington Commanders coming up Monday night at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. And the question we all have is, well, how much of the starters will we see? Dan Quinn announced this morning, no Bobby Wagner, no Von Miller, no Zach Ertz, no Tunsil, no Cosme, no Coleman, no Noah Brown, no McLaurin, obviously, no Marcus Mariota, no Jordan McGee, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and no Jonathan Jones. You know who wasn't on that list? The quarterback of your Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Here is Dan Quinn on how much he anticipates number five suiting up on Monday night.
Yeah, for he and a lot of the guys that are going to get some of their first playing time, I would say it's a little bit customized, but we'd like to see a few series, and we're excited to see the guys. They're excited to get performing too. So we customized it a little bit, and as a staff, we'll visit some tonight and tomorrow. But we're also excited to get the guys going on. You know, it's not going to be super long, so, you know, I wouldn't like do like an extended popcorn break or something, but I'd be ready to, you know, like be involved with it for sure.
So, look, man, I think, and I know this, this cut went viral like either last week. I think it was last week right before the preseason opener. And I want to see Jaden Daniels. I want to see guys in that first-team offense get work. But I'll say this, right? I think less of more – excuse me, I think less is more. When you're down – 3/5 of your starting offensive line, talking about Tunsil, Cosme, Brandon Coleman, really 2/5 because we expect Cosme to not be there. When you're down two starters, one at left, when your entire left side of your offensive line is out, talking about your left tackle and your left guard, Tunsil and Coleman, I just have a hard time leaving him out there, man, and exposing him to big hits. And I get it, right? It's preseason. I'm the main guy that's pounding on his chest saying, you know, the only way to get ready to play football is by playing football. I'm the guy, pal. I get that. But it's also, like, circumstantial as well. Like, you don't, that's like saying, you know, well, you're about to have your driving test on Sunday. or if you're in driving school, I guess it's a bad example. But you're gonna have a, let's say we're gonna have a driving test on Sunday, and you get 4 feet of snow. It's circumstantial. I get that you want to get ready to pass your driving test, but there's 4 feet of snow on the ground, so therefore it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense for you to fully prep for your driving test by being in car and being on the road. It's the same thing for getting ramped up for the regular season. Yes, I get it, right? The only way to get ready by playing to play football is by playing football. But when you're without the left side of your offensive line, I definitely think, okay, it's good reason to, you know, not expose your franchise signal caller, because once again, knock on wood, I don't even want to know how folks will react. I don't even want to see how I would react. God forbid something happened to that young man on Monday night. Seriously. Would be insufferable. I know I would be. I'd be beside myself. I'd cry probably. I would genuinely shed tears. Because it means that much to me. I'm that locked into it. But, like, that's the argument there for not playing in the preseason. I get you want to get reps. I totally get that. That's why this joint practice with Baltimore being canceled is actually, you know, a much bigger deal than I think people are giving it credit for. And that's the other misnomer that, like, I have consistently been trying to debunk here throughout, you know, training camp to this point. Ain't no comparison between a joint practice and a training camp game. They're not comparable. They're not. So, to me, like, it's a situation where, yes, it's beneficial. You can, you know, dictate some scenarios and things of that nature by, you can dictate your situational work by saying, hey, now we're doing red zone. Now we're doing this. Now we're doing third down, because you may not get those scenarios in the game organically. I get that. That's the biggest benefit of, you know, of the joint practice. To me, though, live bullets are live bullets. And I hate using that analogy because, like, it ain't war. But you get what I'm saying here. Like, it's a situation where it's like, hey, bro, like, you got to tackle. You don't want to start off the season. So, like, you want to tackle. You want to, you know, let guys get their feet wet. It's just different, man. It's just different playing in an actual game relative to a joint practice. So, I am bummed about the joint practice being taken away, though, because I do think there's value in it. But one thing that Dan Quinn said yesterday that I didn't totally agree with, he was like, you know, when they announced that the practice was canceled, he was like, yeah, it's not going to impact, you know, how much our starters play. I think it should. I think it should impact how much our starters play. Speaking of starters playing, with the offensive line being without Laremy Tunsil and without Brandon Coleman for the second preseason game Monday night, how long should Jaden Daniels get the opportunity to play? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Bunch of guys going to be out Monday night. But as far as the quarterback, he will play. How much should he play? How long should he play? We'll take your calls on that next. is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Will take you up to 335. We'll lose our Team 980 audience coming up here at the end of the break as we get ready to transition in our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball, Nats and Phillies locking horns this afternoon. Out here in the Navy Yard, sun is shining. Maybe too bright. Sun may be shining too bright. It was kind of hot. Last night was hot. Last night was super hot. Like, in terms of just, like, humidity and things of that nature. Like, I was out and about a little bit last night after the show, and I'm a guy that really only wears jeans when I feel like I'm about to, you know, go do something. Whether it's like maybe just go out to eat or like hit a bar or like dinner or like a movie or something. I'm a big, jeans are like an occasional thing for me, right? I love wearing sweatpants, joggers, shorts, things of that nature. Wanted to look cool last night, so I put on some jeans. Worst decision of my life. It was so hot, and I was so uncomfortable, and it got me thinking, like, are there pants out there? Because this is my problem. My legs were hot. And when you're walking around and you got hot legs, you begin to get innovative. And I started thinking, Are there any companies out there? And if there isn't, maybe I can be the first to invent it. Insulated pants. Insulated jeans. To where like there's like a, I know there, I've seen these hats out at training camp that folks have been wearing, and they've got a fan built onto it. Are there jeans out there that have insulation, like air conditioning? Air conditioned jeans, do they exist? I'm sure something like that out there in the world exists. There are shirts and hoodies with fans on them. There are backpacks with fans on them. I definitely feel like the jeans.
You got to rip them, man, like the metalheads.
I'm not ripping my jeans. That wouldn't solve the problem. Still be hot. I just wouldn't be covered.
Then they're ventilated.
I get that. That ripping jeans is just, I think it's kind of silly. But the thing is this. It feels like to me, when it comes to the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders, there's a lot they can get out of it. There is one group in particular that I'm itching to see on Monday night. And if you've been following me along the offseason, you understand that, look, like, I've been pretty adamant about this. There's one position group that I think is going to impact success and failure more than the other. And that group, most of that group, expected to get some work on Friday night. In terms of this season and then the regular season, you know, what matters – not what matters. Everything matters, obviously. What I'm focused on and what I'm looking for, it kind of starts on Monday night, man. I need to see this front four of – and the starting front four, I think starting front four is going to be well, first now, Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, and Dorrance Armstrong. I think that is going to be your front four to start games in 2025. Javon Kinlaw and Dorrance Armstrong have had a hell of a camp. But when it comes to Kinlaw, Armstrong, we saw him flash last year. He's been a guy that's been, you know, known to be productive in this league. With Kinlaw, there's a lot of whispers and rumblings about, is this the year he puts it all together? And I thought Dan Quinn hit it right on the head. I think it was yesterday. Before practice, talking about Kinlaw. I think DQ hit it right on the head. Like, certain guys, because of their age and talent, size, all of that, certain guys are more likely than not to, you know, continue to develop at Javon Kinlaw's age, right? And I got to double check. I think Kinlaw's 26, 27. And, you know, in the NFL, when you're making significant strides at that age, he's 27. So when you're making significant strides at that age, they call you a late bloomer. This is a former first-round pick, a top 15 pick of the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, just to keep it honest here, at this point in his career, he doesn't even have 10 career sacks. I know we don't always, you know, judging, you know, defensive tackles or defensive linemen, period, off of solely sack production is irresponsible, right? It's the wrong thing to do. But with Kinlaw, like, one, I'm going to definitely be looking at the sack totals for him at season's end. But more importantly, it's about how disciplined he can be from a technique standpoint playing the run. And I wanted to share a quick one-off from yesterday out at practice. And it was Ryan Kerrigan talking to Javon Kinlaw during the individual drills. And he made Kinlaw do the rep three times over. And at the end of it, when he got it right, one thing that he harped on, and I heard him say this to Kinlaw, if you get more consistent with your technique, you're going to be a Pro Bowler this year. You love when a coach is able to instill that type of confidence and have that type of belief in a guy, but it's real. It's real. If they can get the best version of Javon Kinlaw, who knows what type of potential this D-line ultimately has. I'm going to say goodbye to our Team 980 audience. About a half hour left to go on the program. When we come up on the other side of the break, Nats baseball comes your way at 3:35. More Commanders talk next. About a half hour left to go in the program before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take over at 3:35. They'll get you geared up for game three of Nats and Phillies. I was saying that in the last segment, man. It's been a really good weekend to start. Leaving here yesterday, there were so many Phillies fans lined up to take over Nats Park. And I know, you know, the Nats have had a very disappointing season this year. I was going to say second half of the season, but really it's been all year long. As we hit the home stretch with that group, you begin to wonder, you know, who was a part of the long-term plans. You know, they DFA'd Nathaniel Lowe late last week, and you wonder, you know, what other significant roster moves may happen here before season's end. It's good to see, you know, Brady House is playing at third base every day. Like, that's, you know, positive to this situation. Other than that, man, it's pretty pretty bleak when it comes to, you know, to me, the future of the Washington Nationals. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it was it ESPN.com that put out, they basically ranked each farm system currently in the National Football League, in Major League Baseball. And I'm trying to scroll up and find it here in terms of where they had the Nats, but that's the, you know, one, you know, dark cloud that I think looms over that organization. It doesn't feel like you got a bunch of young talent coming down the pipeline. One youngin' that has been super impressive, and when he's gotten his opportunities and made the most of them, two pitchers for this group. Cole Henry continues to, you know, make big plays and big spots here as you're starting to see him get more of an opportunity. Brad Lord, converted starter here in the second half of the season, played well the other night, pitched well the other night. You know, you wonder, was he a guy that's going to be a part of your starting rotation coming up here moving forward, man? But Nats baseball on tap coming up here this afternoon. It's ironic. I brought up Brad Lord. Metal Chris reminded me after the show to tell you something that I wish I got the chance to stay on the air about, what someone had to say about Brad Lord. But I'll keep the curtain closed on that, is what I would say. But holy cow. It's an important start this afternoon for the old Curly W's. Kate Cavalli on the bump here for the Washington Nationals. We've seen him in two outings this year for the Washington Nationals. He's pitched 9 1/3 innings. He's given up 4 runs, gave up a homer. First start that he got of the year was against the Athletics, and I actually thought he was pretty damn good in that start. Lasted just 4 1/3. But only gave up 3 hits while punching out 6. His last start in Kansas City against the Royals, not as efficient, as he gave up 4 over the course of 5 innings while only striking out 3, gave up a home run as well. But when you're talking about that group and this staff for the Washington Nationals, one thing that has been in the back of my mind that I haven't heard a bunch of my colleagues talk about it, I'm itching to get an update on our guy Josiah Gray, someone that has missed all of this year, missed all last year. You expect, you know, him to maybe be back at some point next year, but that's another guy that's kind of had injuries change the trajectory of how we feel about him. That's baseball coming your way in about a half hour. Cade Cavalli going to get the start against the Philadelphia Phillies. I want to take a spin around the National Football League while we've got the chance to do so. No Shedeur Sanders under center this afternoon for the Cleveland Browns. That means that Dylan Gabriel got the opportunity to get the start here this afternoon. And watching it here in studio, pretty surgical, man. Pretty surgical. And the one thing that I'll say, though, about Gabriel's performance, and I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, 13 of 18, 143 yards passing, averaging 8 yards an attempt. But the big thing in the box score, and if you watched it in real time, not really a whole bunch of excuses for it. Man, he can't turn the football over. He threw a pick 6. Like, you can be as efficient as you want, but when you make the big mistake. When you have the big era, it's tough to bounce back from. It's tough to earn the trust of a coaching staff in a situation like that, because we got to trust that you're not going to turn the ball over, point blank. But I don't know, man. That situation in Cleveland's wonky to me. I think it's very clear that, like, Shador's the best quarterback option on the roster for the group long term. But this is where we talk about conflict of interest in sports a lot of the time. If you're Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, like, you've been here for a little while, right? And I know the Deshaun Watson thing didn't go your way, it didn't fall your way, but, you know, at some point, you got to win football games. And that's why they're going with Joe Flacco, the seasoned veteran that they know probably at this juncture gives them the best chance to win. But I think right now, like, what's more important for Cleveland long-term here? I guess they don't have the opportunity to look at it long-term. But, like, to me, like, if I'm looking at this thing big picture, finding a long-term answer at quarterback to me is, you know, way more impactful and important than, you know, lining up Joe Flacco under center from the get-go and maybe going out and winning, you know, four or five games, six games at best. Like, there's, you know, to me, that's just not rewarding enough. It's not fulfilling to me. And it's similar to the situation in New York with the Giants or Russell Wilson. Like, if I was Brian Daboll and company, like, there's no way, especially based on the way Dart looked in the preseason opener. Now, I get it, right? Preseason opener is one game, right? It's one sample size. I don't know what the, you know, reports have been coming out of practice, but, man, at some point, you got to just let the young man go, talking about Jackson Dart. And if you didn't get the chance to catch him this past weekend, lucky for you, the Giants actually in action this afternoon against the New York Jets. We'll see the starters for the Jets as well. That's another question I've continued to, like, ponder over here as we move forward. Will the Jets be in the quarterback market at season's end? Will Justin Fields have a stranglehold on the job long-term by season's end? And if he doesn't, you know, depending on record, right? Like, how do you go get the next guy? How do you find him? In other words, people clamoring this year around to take a quarterback for the Jets because of where they picked and not having the certainty that you're going to be picking that high again. We had our guy Jason Lockenfora on a couple of nights ago. And, you know, I asked him on the way out, like, do you think the Jets are looking for a quarterback? He said no, then doubled down on it and went, not only do I think they won't be in the quarterback market at season's end, you know, I also feel like we're at a point where, you know, the Jets go out and win 8-9 games potentially here. I don't know if I go that far, but their style of football this year is going to be fun to watch. If you're a fan of, like, and this phrase is going to ring bells, exotic smash mouth football, I think you will see some sort of iteration of that this year with the New York Jets. They are going to run the hell out of Justin Fields. I totally feel that's the case. The other thing is this, what we kind of sleep on there in New York, right? You know, Sauce Gardner gets a lot of attention. Garrett Wilson, obviously, rightfully so, gets a lot of attention. Quinnen Williams gets a lot of attention, rightfully so. But the running back stable for the New York Jets, if you're looking at it from the vantage point of a duo, right? Braylon Allen and Breece Hall, it's a hell of a 1-2 punch. It feels like Breece Hall right now is kind of like in the doghouse, because the way last year finished for him and then the injury situation he's had to overcome. But, oh, man. It's gonna be interesting to see how it ultimately plays out. It's what I would say. But we got plenty of preseason action on tap. This is one of those days. I hate when they do this. We have 3 days or 4 days rather of an NFL playing week, and I guess the schedule, you don't want to have short weeks and things of that nature. But, like, there was no preseason action on Thursday, and then this afternoon, alone, today alone, there are 1, 2, 3, excuse me, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 preseason games tonight, man. It's a lot. It's hard to keep up with. This is why they should have red zone in the preseason. I know ESPN did their big one, throwing a bunch of cash towards the NFL Network and excuse me, acquiring the rights to NFL Red Zone and fantasy football content, game archives, things of that nature. But for preseason, like, I'm definitely a fan of it, especially for a day like today when you've got 11 games on tap. Speaking of the whole media rights situation, I'm at a spot where, to me, college football, and I know this has been rumored, but I don't know if it's confirmed, college football should have red zone as well. Just give me all of the action at one time and don't make me switch channels. So like it's a football watcher's paradise. Talking about the concept of red zone and things of that nature. You wonder how people are going to tweak it and innovate it, because it always feels like that happens with everything, right? You know, what's the old saying? You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, we always are trying to fix something that's not broke in the sports world. I feel like it happens all of the time. If you could tweak red zone, how would you tweak it? I think it's a flawless product, especially the commercial-free aspect of it that we got via the NFL Network. Talking about rumors here when it comes to this big media deal. Rumor has it that it won't be commercial-free on ESPN. That would take away from the whole mystique of it to me. Honestly, now, I know it doesn't necessarily change too much, I guess, because you're still going to get all the action. But, like, I don't know. Back in college, red zone was like a huge thing for me. You're out of market, you know, so you don't get to watch. I didn't get to watch the Commanders week in and week out. I'd find a way. I'd illegally pirate websites and things of that nature. It's just what people do. But red zone always was cool because whenever your team's in the red zone, they throw it up on the box and you get to see it. It's great. But in terms of where the product goes moving forward, I wonder how much people are going to care. And I haven't read, you know, people's takes on social media about it. I wonder when they move to this, you know, commercial, I don't want to say, non-commercial free element, I guess is the best way to put it. How does it impact viewership? How does it impact viewership? Are people going to still be clamoring and chomping at the bit to watch it? That's the question. The concept overall, though, I think is, we know it. That's why it's been sold for as much money as it's been sold for. The concept of it overall is absolutely brilliant. And it sucks that it's taken this long for it to happen. I think everybody should do it, though. Everybody, every sport should have it. Basketball should have it. Major League Baseball should have it.
How do you red zone basketball? It scores too quick.
Just have the games on at one time.
Yeah, it's like watching Wide March box. Madness or
you know,
something.
Just having multiple games on at one time. That, to me, is like the secret sauce here with it. Like, you know, that'd be my thing, though. Y'all know how I get when it comes to ideas and innovation and brands.
I think they tried some of that with hockey in the NBA last season on a few nights, too, didn't they, though? They didn't call it Red Zone. They had another name for it, but they called it, like, something.
Trying it is one thing. Doing it for an entire season is another. That's what I'm clamoring sure. for. Have it done for the entirety of the season. See what type of response you get. Speaking of the NBA here quickly, like, they released the schedule for the 2025 season, and the one thing that I am looking forward to, because this year the NFL taking it a step further, and now we're going to be involved with it this year, Christmas Day. All my life growing up, Christmas Day belonged to the NBA. And now that the NFL is making Christmas Day a thing, I kind of feel bad for the NBA. Here's the Christmas Day slate if you were not privy to it. It'll start off at noon Eastern time with Cavs at Knicks. That'll be on ESPN. Then in game number two, you get two up-and-coming teams in the West. You get the defending champs, and then you'll get one of their, you know, hopeful rivals for years to come in the San Antonio Spurs. So it'll be Spurs at Thunder on Christmas Day at 2:30 Eastern time. Then after that, at 5 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. This will be a good one. Mavs and Warriors coming up. Klay Thompson making a return to Golden State. And on the other hand, you get to see Cooper Flagg on the floor as well in a big primetime spot. I think I read he's the first rookie to play on Christmas Day in actually quite some time. So I'm curious to see how he handles that. You also get, I think,
like every team has rookies.
First number one pick, rather, to play on Christmas Day in quite a long time. The nightcap of this Christmas Day slate, the main event is what I'm calling it, because I think it's the best game of the slate, clearly. Rockets at Lakers. Curious to see. I still am of the belief that by the time the season starts, I still think there's a question as to whether or not LeBron James will be a member of the L.A. Lakers, but the Lakers got some good fortune their way as they were able to win. Excuse me, Lakers got some good fortune their way as they were able to, wow. I lost my train of thought because of what the heck happened in this Browns and Philly game. I'll take a timeout. You're right. But the Lakers got some good fortune when Luka Doncic signed that max contract extension earlier this summer. I thought there was some real doubts about that, and I know that may have influenced LeBron James and his thought process moving forward. You know I'm always rooting for the most controversial situation possible when it comes to the Lakers. I'm like literally on my hands and knees praying to the basketball gods, please trade LeBron. And I also am looking at it from the standpoint of like, that's my GOAT. I know people are going to get upset with it. He can't legitimately compete for a championship in Los Angeles with this current iteration of the team. And that's the other thing is why I'm like, dude, get out of there. Get out of there. One final segment to go before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. When we come back, we'll put a bow on the show as we take a spin around the National Football League. Preseason week number two in full swing. Some housekeeping notes for you, though, before we get out of here around the National Football League next. One final segment to go before we hand things over to Charlie Slows. Dave Jagler, they get you warmed up for game 3 out of 4 between the Nats and Phillies. It'll be start number 3 on the year in the bigs for our guy Cade Cavalli. The young man who, wow, when you think about it, it's really fourth career major league start for Cade Cavalli. So still something to monitor and keep an eye on here in the rest of the season, the rest of the way here for the Washington Nationals. Lights out in his first start. Not so good in the last start up in Kansas City against the Royals. We'll see how he does against the NL East leading Philadelphia Phillies star-studded lineup. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. It is a 4:05 first pitch. And like I said, pregame coverage is rolling right here on the Fan with Nats on deck at 3:35. Before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, want to look at a couple of hot-button topics from the National Football League. This past week as we're geared up for the second preseason week as it got started yesterday. Washington in action on Monday night against Cincinnati. We were talking about it briefly earlier, Dylan Gabriel, and the way that he looked, you know, pretty surgical, man. You take away the massive mistake that he made. I know it's hard to look at it through that lens, but let's try to here for a second. You take that big mistake away, and Dylan Gabriel was efficient, accurate, solid for the Cleveland Browns. I still think Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback that they have in the way and in the direction that they should be going, but that's just me. Maybe there's a little bit of a bias coming from your boy, but as far as what Cleveland should ultimately do as we get geared up for the season, I mentioned it earlier, if you were tuned in. To me, it's a situation where, just like in New York, conflict of interest. We talked about it. Right? Is it about job preservation or is it about setting your franchise up for long-term success? That's the question here. Speaking of quarterbacks, one quarterback competition, and I made a lot of fun of this organization last week. The Indianapolis Colts, man, what they've got going on with their quarterback competition between Daniel Jones and former top five pick Anthony Richardson, interesting is the best way that I ultimately would describe it. Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, much better today. I actually give a lot of credit for Anthony Richardson being able to play. Really jacked up his pinky on his throwing hand, I believe. And, you know, I thought he would have to potentially miss some time here. But he has been in the lineup and has actually played well here this afternoon, according to the box score. 6 of 11, 73 yards. He's got a scramble for 10 yards as well. Daniel Jones, been seeing some highlights of him on social media here. And last week he was awful. I think it was like 10 to 21 for 111 yards. It was just bad in terms of the way that he looked. If I know where a lot of us are burgundy and gold fans that are tuned in here, but if you were a Colts fan, first of all, I'm sorry. But like, what would be your thought process with this? We know Daniel Jones stinks. But with Anthony Richardson is more so what I'm asking about. And it's relevant because of the conversation we was having yesterday about Luke being a bust. Quarterbacks, we know we're going to get a longer leash, right? This was a guy that was the fourth overall pick back in 2023. Quarterbacks get longer leashes than guys in terms of, you know, figuring out if you bout it or not, if you're legit or not. With Anthony Richardson, when you take into account the injuries, some of the immaturity stuff we've heard, and just the overall inconsistencies as a passer. Like, when do you hit the eject button on Anthony Richardson? It feels like they're setting themselves up to do it this year by, you know, legitimately bringing in competition for the first time in his career with Daniel Jones. But the thing that we keep going back to with Anthony Richardson is he just didn't play a lot of college football. Didn't play a lot of college football. And, you know, he was drafted super high based off of the upside. And I got a bunch of tweets this morning, last night, yesterday about, you know, drafting projects in the top 100. And that's the perfect place to take a project. I think it's a team-by-team scenario in terms of, like, when it's appropriate to take a project and a guy that's not probably going to, you know, impact things right away. If you're knowing that quarterback is different, right? And I'm speaking about the Luke McCaffrey bit because I still believe, and people, you know, push back on it. I think very clearly, you know, they selected a project. Talking about Washington. He is a project. And he's a project at this point that doesn't seem like the end is in sight. Because this is what I keep going back to with Luke. And this is why I don't get – my mentions are on fire. I mean, the amount of people that are tweeting at me is absolutely nutso here. Luke is a project, 100%. And the bigger issue that I've had overall with the situation is the fact that he has been spoon-fed opportunity after opportunity after opportunity based off of the way – this roster is constructed and based off the way the receiver competition has played out. Last year you had injury situation and you didn't have a competent two, but he was a rookie, so you don't know how quickly he gets acclimated. This year around, with this Terry McLaurin thing continuing to loom large over the entire situation, man, you would have loved for him to seize the opportunity, to seize the moment, and he just has not to this point. Before we get out of here real quick, I want to give you a couple of Commanders and I'm going to put under the microscope as we get geared up. For preseason game number two, Luke McCaffrey, for damn sure, one of those guys. Javon Kinlaw, one of those guys. And then my favorite matchup that I'm most looking forward to seeing on Monday night, Trey Amos versus Ja'Marr Chase. Marshawn Lattimore versus T. Higgins. This secondary, want to see them get tested by a competent group of NFL wide receivers, and I think we'll get the chance to see that coming up on Monday. That's going to do it, though, for the youngest in charge, Lenell Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Back with you tomorrow, 9 to 11. If you're sticking around late night, you can hear me 5 to 10 p.m. tonight right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.